It's a very historic day, and first of all, you know, I'd like to congratulate the female councillors from the 13 local authorities that make up the Women's Regional Caucus across the north, the west and the Midlands of the country for all their hard work in making today happen. And we in See Her Elected, along with the Association of Irish Local Government, are really, really proud to support the female councillors in what they're doing. And I think on International Women's Day, it's a very good point in time to stop and pause and to celebrate our female councillors who have, you know, it's not easy to run for election, and a lot of them are boldly going where very few women have ever gone before them. You know, we're here in the council chamber in Donegal, where only 11 women, including the four current elected councillors, have been elected. So very, very few women. And today is drawing attention to that. So a very, very significant day.
And obviously the aim is, after the next election, to have more females here.
Yeah, I think today is a good starting point in that, because what we have today for the second time in Donegal, but for the first time in a lot of county councils, we're having meetings where the number of men and women is flipped or is the opposite to what the elected membership is. So that's significant, because a very vivid depiction of what political inequality looks like. And I suppose we're so used to seeing men that sometimes, you know, men standing at podiums making decisions about us, or men in our county council chambers making decisions about us, that sometimes we forget that when we see things like that, half of the population are excluded. And I hope that it'll, you know, encourage people, voters, it'll encourage, you know, women who might be thinking of supporting the existing councillors in re-election, or indeed perhaps running for election themselves. It'll encourage people to think, well, you know, what's missing when a county council is made up of primarily one gender or the same kind of people? Because, of course, the arguments I'm making for women here apply just as equally to having a diversity of opinions informing council decisions. So when you look at a council like Donegal with, you know, it's 11% female representation, what's missing? And what's missing is the experience and the knowledge of women from Donegal that they have from living their lives in Donegal. And if we want to see what our councils look like primarily with women in them, then, you know, we're going to have a very vivid depiction of that in County Donegal today.